Tree, we're going to jump on in here because we got to talk a little sports. We got our guy, our 90AQ sports reporter, Mike Clemens, out and about. Happy Memorial Weekend to you there, Mr. Clemens.
Happy Memorial Weekend to you, Joe. Are you an Indy 500 fan? That race is going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll tune it in a little. Not the whole thing, but I'll tune it in a little bit. So, yeah,
Roger Penske fired his team manager, general manager, and president.
Yeah.
After they got disqualified for, you know, illegal stuff on the car during the qualifications last weekend.
That's some hardcore management.
There will be an Andretti in the race.
All right, very
Marco Andretti. He's the grandson of Mario, who won it back in '69.
Nice.
He'll be going around the track. Mario is 85.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Well, they're no doubt at that race. There will be a little tush pushing going on, but not the kind they do in the NFL. what is the story?
Yeah.
I've heard so many things about this being looped through the Packers. What's the story on this now?
About a month ago, I started saying, you know, I call shenanigans. I don't think that this is a Matt LaFleur idea, and here's why. Okay, so, you know, the Eagles come up with this play, the tush-push, a power quarterback sneak that they were very successful at, and Nick Sirianni, when we were talking to him at Combine, he talked about how they spent the whole offseason developing it, the leverage that they get, how low those offensive linemen get down, and everything else that makes sure that they line up exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So the Packers lose to the Eagles 22-10 in the playoffs, first round of the playoffs. The Eagles beat the Commanders, and there was an incident where they tried to run that play four or five times in a row. Dan Quinn and his team, you know, was having a linebacker jump off sides to make a mess out of it.
Yeah.
And so when we get to the Combine, after the Eagles had won the Super Bowl, there's a story that's coming out saying, yeah, there's a movement now to ban the tush-push. It's too dangerous a play. They don't like it. And that it's the Packers that are behind this.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
The Packers. Mm-hmm. So we're meeting with Brian Gutekunst, and we're sitting around a conference table. He comes in, walks in, sits down next to me. There's 12 other reporters. And I said, hey, I'm looking at Twitter on my phone. I go, so, you know, Brian, what's this thing about you guys, you know, want to put a proposal together to end the tush-push? He said, yeah. He said, there's a report from the league office. I haven't had a chance to go through it yet, but, you know, the term catastrophic injuries in there. And I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Okay, so that's the GM. Then one of the reporters saw Mark Murphy, the Packers president and CEO, former football player, in the hallway in Indianapolis during the NFL Combine. And Mark, typical Mark Murphy, no filter, wasn't me. Well, so that leaves LaFleur. And then, well, Matt LaFleur? I mean, who is this Matt LaFleur, and what have you done with the one I've covered the last 6 years? So we have to wait till the next owner's meeting. And then Matt's like, yes, we think it's a rugby-style play. You know, it used to be illegal to push from behind. And, you know, the report from the health officials at the NFL league office says this could lead to a catastrophic injury. I mean, you know, someone could break their neck. And then when I hear that, I'm saying, oh, see, this is lawyer talk. I mean, the league is run by lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Murphy, lawyer. His replacement coming in, Ed Policy, lawyer. Not only for player contracts, but, you know, everything they do, they sign a contract for, whether it's building a new building in Titletown or whatever. And they also, you know, this is the league that got sued for concussions. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They get sued all the time because they're all billionaires now.
Yeah.
So I see an attorney saying, hey, wait, red flag. You know, if someone gets seriously hurt, career ending in that, we could get sued for that. Well, now you get the owner's attention. They voted on it again the other day by a score of 22-10. It came two votes shy of being banned. So the Eagles still run the tush push. And then after it, in the hallways, the Lions, did you see the story? The Lions also had allegedly proposed, like, let's change the seeding rule.
Right, right.
So that when you're in the NFC North, you got three powerful teams like we had last year with the Lions, the Vikings, and the Packers, that, you know, you're ranked by your overall record, not by what you did in your division. That would have helped the Packers move up a couple of notches.
It seemed logical. It seemed logical, yeah.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I just think, no, you don't want to take away from the drama of you've got to win your division first before you get into the conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just leave it alone. It's fine. The president of the Lions told a reporter, Rob Woods, said, you know, we were sort of nudged by the league.
Oh, jeez.
So Mike Florio, who is on NBC and, you know, writes Pro Football Talk, he got an official for the Packers to say, we got nudged too.
Oh, really? So the league just trying to kind of push their agenda backward, backdoor through somebody else.
You know,
yeah.
Whether Jerry Jones is trying to kill it or, you know, some other, you know, group of owners that say, yeah. My lawyer says we could get sued for this, and I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Oh, the Brewers get a win last night, a rain delay game. They're hanging in there, right? I mean, they're just, they're not out of it. They're not in it, kind of, but they're just hanging.
Well, and you know, finally, Pat Murphy's getting somebody back, Aaron Savalier, back from after missing all this time with a hamstring injury since the start of the season.
Yeah.
And he went out there, and I think he got in like four innings of pitching. Then they bring in this Carlos Rodriguez kid, the guy that they brought up. They've designated for assignment Yael Piamps, who had like an ERA over 8, you know, relief pitcher who has not been making it this year, so he's out on the street. And so this Carlos Rodriguez starts pitching, and they get to like the 6th inning, 2 outs, and the ump says, that's it. He called it. The forecast called for 100% rain. I was surprised they got 6 innings in to get started. 1 hour and 50-minute delay,
yeah.
And then this Rodriguez tells Murph, I can still go. He warms up, and he pitches another inning or two last night. So they hold on and win 8-5. The good news is, a guy who was in a slump, I mean, 2-for-34
Yelich,
in his
yeah.
last at-bats, is Yelly, Christian
yeah.
Yelich.
Yeah.
3-run home run to get things started in the first, and another home run later. So 2 home runs last night and a walk. And Joey Ortiz, who's needed some help at the plate, he got a home run as well. So, yeah, they got a win against a struggling Pirates team, 8-5 last night in the rain in Pittsburgh.
All right, you get to go to a really fun event tonight. This has got to be fun to see the Packers celebrity softball game and just see the players just loose and having fun.
Yeah, it's something that Brett started back in the day, and then Donald Driver did it for a while, Jordy Nelson, then Donald Driver took over it, and then last year he handed it off ceremoniously to Jordan Love. The Jordan Love Celebrity Softball Tournament.
Nice.
It'll be Packers offensive players against defensive players. I see Matthew Golden, the first-round pick, the receiver. He's going to play in it tonight.
So
they play it at the Timber Rattler Stadium in Grand Chute, and they open up the gates at 5. They have a home run derby at 6, and then at 7:05 first pitch with the Packers intra-squad the softball game that's been going on over 25 years. Oh, and I also found out that on Monday I'll be at AmFam Field in Milwaukee covering the Brewers against the Red Sox and throwing out the first pitch for that one.
You are?
Jordan Love.
Oh, you, oh I was going to
yeah.
say, okay, you, yeah, Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah, me, yeah.
I got to get you up. Oh. You're going to pinch hit, right, in that game tonight? I mean, they'll bring in Mike Clemens off the bench for a big home run.
Not at this time.
Yeah,
but Jordan Love will be there. And then,
cool.
Then
cool.
The Packers have their OTA practices beginning next Tuesday of next week.
Yeah. Any quick scuttlebutt on Giannis at all that you want to throw in?
Yeah. I saw one of these blogs. You know, you've got to differentiate when you get your information. Just please follow the guy from ESPN, Associated Press, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Eric from The Athletic. He does a good job. Because there's these guys with, you know, Bucks Nation that are, you know, that are working from their basement,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying, oh, you know, he must want to join Golden State, and we know he's friends with Steph Curry, but he was in San Francisco this week. Well, yeah, I posted that. He was at the Google convention, where Google every year rolls out their new products and softwares and stuff like Steve Jobs used to do with, you know, iPhone. Yeah, he was in San Francisco at a geek convention, you know. the geek freak. It's got nothing to do with basketball.
Yeah.
But, listen, it is true, though. I'm on high alert this summer that he may come into the Bucks and say, what's your plan, and, you know, where am I in it? And then I may have to decide whether or not it's time to move on, and you guys could get, you know, a whole bunch of young players and do a rebuild. But, I, you know, again, the guys that cover the team every day, like Jim Ozarski from the Journal Sentinel, said, listen, I know Wes Edens and Jimmy Haslam, those guys are in no mode to do a rebuild right now. They're building a new hotel. They've got those restaurants all around the Deer District. They don't want to see, you know, attendance go down to 3,000 people a night at Fiserv Forum. They need that place packed. And Giannis is the ticket for that.
Yeah, they're going to have to be creative with Dame being out for most of next year. Exactly. All right, Mr. Clemens, thank you so much. Enjoy that big softball game tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Joel. Have a good weekend.
Mike Clemens, he's our 90AQ sports reporter. He follows the Packers. He follows the Brewers and the Bucks. And he's going to be at that stadium's going to be packed tonight in Grand Chute.